You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
It is Dave and Chuck the Freak, 8:02 on a Thursday, 7-11, 7-11 day. G'day.
Just what's the 7-11?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Free Slurpees.
I've never really done it.
I think they do it tomorrow, too, I saw.
Do they?
Yeah, they extend it for 2 days.
It's so popular, they have to give away Slurpees for 2 days.
But it's really small. It's almost not worth it.
Yeah, it's like a little.
Oh, really? It's like a shot glass, isn't it?
I just have to.
It's a little bit bigger than, like a juice box version of a Slurpee.
I have to hope that Stella never finds out.
Is she addicted to Slurpees?
Well, yeah, she is. And it's more just the hassle for me is the nonstop asking me to go.
Hey, Dad, can we go to 7-Eleven?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dad, can we go to 7-Eleven?
No.
Hey, Dad, can we go to 7-Eleven?
You know, maybe a little bit.
Can we go to 7-Eleven, Dad?
You know, I'm just going to finish this one.
Can we get a 7-Eleven Slurpee?
That's exactly the way it is.
Can we get one today, Dad?
And the thing is, I'd be like, sure, let's go. We'll get the free one.
They got the new flavor. They got the watermelon flavor. Can we go to 7-Eleven?
Right. And I'm like, fine, let's go. But then the free one, like you said, is so small. So I was like, no. No. So
hey, Dad, can I get the big one?
She always wants the big one.
Can I get the double Slurpee?
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, I don't know what the sizes go.
You can't.
So it works. It gets you in there. And then you're like, I need more.
Hey, Dad, can I get some gummy bears?
She had like a sleepover last night. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's like they were on something. It was sugar, though.
Oh.
It was sugar. They apparently went on a candy run that I didn't know about.
An unauthorized candy run.
Oh. Which led to, like you said, it was like gummy worms, those Sour Patch Kids? It wasn't Sour Patch Kids. It was something
else. Bright Crawlers?
Yeah, that's what it was.
How sad is that in all these candies?
Yeah, every candy.
At least I can say it's from working at the gas station and not from eating it, but it's actually from eating them.
Yeah, so
I can review every single candy in the gas station.
Oh, man. Well, they did something. I found like a bag of it. And I'm like, oh, that's why you're bouncing off the walls. They were up like midnight.
Girls are loud.
One of her friends doesn't talk a lot.
Oh.
So Stella is the only one who kind of talks, and Stella's enough.
She's the only one who talks.
I can't imagine a household of girls like that age.
Oh my
girls,
God.
Yeah. No. I was going to call them women. I'm like, they're not women.
No,
I got to get my vocabulary straight.
Yeah, it's wild. But luckily, they built like a fort or something in underneath my basement stairs. It's kind of like, I put carpet down. So there's carpet down even in this little crawl space. Mm-hmm. And so she's made it her own little fortress. It has a door.
Wow.
And so they were in there. They were in there like eating candy.
There's a sign on the outside that says no dads allowed.
Well, I'm sure there is. I don't know. Like, no brothers. Mm-hmm. She's always had stuff on her door, bedroom door, like, knock and all these things, mm-hmm. and not allowed, but I think it deafened the sound.
Oh, that's good.
As well.
It contained it. Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad last night, because I thought for sure I wasn't going to get any sleep.
Mm. I can relate to a sugar crash.
I was
in day camp. They used to call me Sugar Cane because the counselors would feed me sugar packets and have me chug Mountain Dew.
Come on.
Watch me like spaz out. So when you're talking about like getting really hyper, like, on a lot of sugar
cane. Sugar cane.
You have so many nicknames.
Here we come. Sugar cane.
You got mayo. Well, sugar cane.
I think it shaped a lot of my seeking
thrills.
Yeah. Because like at like 8 years old, I was hopped up on all sorts of stuff.
Sugar got me into thrill seeking.
Yeah.
But thinking back, I'm like, you can't do that today. Imagine your kid coming home and it's like, what happened? Well, they fed me sugar packets and Mountain Dew. The parents would have a fit, but my mom was like, whatever.
I just keep picturing like a little Jason going into some kind of like free like candy store where they have like a free candy day and they're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You know what that is? Yeah. That's him. That's sugar cane.
You should see me at the vending machine when I stare at the sweets in there. I have a hard time.
He comes walking in. He looks like Johnny Depp from Blow.
Yeah.
He's in a white like suit, sunglasses.
Black Betty's playing.
Yeah.
Ram-a-lam. Oh, Black Betty's in the bam-a-lam.
I love the idea of this candy shop's fearing sugar cane.
That's him. He's going to clean us out. That's sugar cane.
Stella and her friend, she came pretty close to clearing them out. Stella has more money. I don't.
She's got more,
she's
like,
more money. She steals it, right?
No, I'm telling you. So she recently got to be in this you know, there was like an all-star game of like a local baseball team. It's like a small minor league team. And she got to be on the field catching fly balls during the home run contest, her softball team. So I am the one I was told, okay, you got to bring her to this. So I do. And I'm there. And then after she's done that, she wants to eat. And she's like waiting in line for pizza. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get you pizza. I'm like, looking. I'm like, okay, it's like $9. She goes, oh, don't worry about it. She has, she's got her like Stella designer fanny pack.
Nice.
And she pops it open and she's like, I got it, Dad. I'm like, how much money do you have? Like, where do you get all this money?
She buys a house.
Listen.
She probably owns like a car. Yeah, she's got a boat.
Listen, I don't understand it. I think she goes through like laundry. She's got a system down. I don't know what the system is.
She's a hustler, man.
She's a hustler. Yeah. She realized, like, if you took your change out of your pockets and put it on the countertop, if you don't do something with it for like a day, she's like, it's mine.
That's funny.
That's
mine. Can't wait till the next bring your child to work day. If you bring her in, I'm going to put random coins out in the green room and around and see if they disappear. I'm going to get some gold dollars.
What's going to be funny is one of these times you're going to be like planning a vacation and she's going to be like, it's fine. I've got property in Tampa. We can just stay, we can just stay at my place.
I don't know. I guess there is there's an upside to it. But it's what's odd is, you know, so there was like some random mom that was in the pizza line that saw it happen, that saw Stella pull out the $10 bill and was like, oh, I'll get it, Dad, or whatever. And she thought it was just so cute. I'm like, that's not cute. I mean, that's my money. I'm like, I don't know how she got it. I need to figure out how she's getting all of my money.
Well, maybe that's what the candy run was. Maybe she's
I guarantee.
Deals,
oh,
you know?
I see. So an entrepreneur, go buy a bag of candy for $2, sell it to your friends for $6.
Well, if you got a guy with sugar cane, you can make $1 million on the black market.
Sugar cane, so you get your candy out.
Yeah, exactly.
Your days of sugar cane. That was nuts.
He was a wild.
Maybe Stella's. Maybe Jason's onto something. Maybe she's running like a candy ring at school. And she's getting candy and selling it to all the candy addicts in class.
I mean, the problem is she's the candy addict. It's like
she can buy on her own supply. It's okay. She's making all that cash. She can afford, you know, a couple extra gummy worms for herself.
I think she's just stealing Dad's money.
Yeah,
that's probably it.
And
you're right. There's got to be some kind of system where she's like going through pants and things.
Like I hardly ever have any bills on me. Everything I buy, you know, you just swipe it, you use your phone. I'm like, where are you getting all this? It's not making sense to me.
In that fort she built, like, she's sitting there with a couple of computers. She's like, this takes 1000 halves of a penny.
I don't know. Yeah, she could have an office.
Right off his bank account.
Yeah, have an office space scheme.
Which is technically the scheme from Superman, the Superman 2 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it was like, she's got like an office space scheme going on.
I mean, I don't know what she's doing in there. Or she has an ATM in there I don't know about. Her fort is always like very
secure.
Elaborate.
Oh.
It's very elaborate.
She's like, watch this. She puts her hand down and a sliding door opens.
Seriously, it wouldn't shock me.
There's a safe in there with a retinal scanner.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, Stella, where are you getting all this stuff from?
It is alarming for her to pull out a lot of cash. It's like, what are you doing?
She probably knows the workings of the dark web.
What's
you know?
Crazy, too, I don't know. I came from, this is some other time. Same type of scenario. She had her fanny pack. And I think we're in Niagara Falls. So we had this big baseball tournament and like drove home, stopped in Niagara. It was in New York. Drove halfway, was Niagara Falls, so stopped there. She like reaches down in there. She wanted ice cream, reaches out and pulled out like a wad. It was like ones, but all I saw was bills. And I was like, Stella, Stella, like there's hundreds of people around. I'm like, you got to learn something. You can't just pull out like a wad of money. Yeah. You're little. I almost knocked her out and took it.
Grabbed it.
You know, but no, we were in like a, it's like a arcade, but it's all those dumb games where you have to like put coins in and then you get tickets.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like one of those. And she was mad with power. with power.
Someone texted in saying they used to sell 10 pixie sticks for a dollar in fifth grade to other kids.
Wow.
They're saying Stella could easily make $30 a day.
Wow.
Damn.
A dollar at a time.
Smart.
$30 a day. That's more than I make. I gotta get out of this pixie stick cash.
It's so cheap. It's like one of the cheapest ones you can get.
No, it's just powdered sugar.
Yeah. But, smart.
Like, I could tell that Stella, well, number one, she's my kid, and I have a sweets issue myself, so I understand how it goes, but we went to one of those places where you get the tickets, and the prize that she got at the end was like a 6 foot tall straw that was full of sugar.
What?
Yeah, like it was like this tall. It was like she's carrying around like a crazy. Mm.
It's like a wizard, a giant pixie stick,
and she ate the whole thing.
Oh my god!
I was like, how are you even
alive?
How are you doing this?
That's how she stays awake, so she can stay up late at night to hack the internet. And
well, whatever
mine that Bitcoin or whatever she's doing.
Yeah, I don't know what she's mining Bitcoin.
I don't know what she's doing, but
that's crazy even to offer a 6 foot sugar stick.
I know.
That's crazy.
But it was the thing that she chose. She was like 1,000 tickets or whatever. She's like, I'll go with you. It's sugar stick.
The sugar staff, please.
You know, speaking of staff, so I know it's weird to think about a staff, but.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So I had baseball practice the other night, and we had the field for like 2 hours, and after us was going to be another baseball game. So about an hour and a half in, people start showing up. So the first person that shows up, though, is it's an older woman who is in a Chicago Bears jersey, and she has a walking staff. I mean, and I'm not like, it's not like a walking stick. It's a
like some Gandalf would have.
It's a Gandalf style staff with
what?
The top of it was like a
the ball.
No, the top. Oh. No, it was a carved like bird's head and beak.
Wow.
Oh my god.
And she was, I saw her come, like I'm just like, you know, picking so up she, loose baseball.
She's in a Chicago Bears.
She's in a Brian Urlacher. Chicago Bears. Well, she's a bigger lady with a with a wizard
raven,
staff.
Raven
with a
raven-headed
staff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I see her coming. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And because
the two don't go together.
They don't go together.
Like, no, when you put together your American outfit.
And it wasn't. Jersey. And it was not. Okay. It was
I'll
not.
My Urlacher.
It was just funny.
And then the staff.
So
good combo.
You know, so like she's the first person to arrive. So it's just my baseball team. The coach is doing stuff. I'm sort of wandering around the back, and I'm picking up balls that are being dropped by the first baseman. She settles in, like, right in behind me, and I realize she's saying stuff to me.
Oh, man.
She's talking to you?
She's talking to me.
But she's behind you?
She's behind me, behind a fence. So behind, behind me is a fence, and then she's behind the fence. So I'm sort of protected. But she's like, the seventh coming of the apocalypse.
Oh, man.
Is upon us.
Jesus.
And but you have to understand, like, I'm doing stuff, so I can't, like, I'm hearing things.
So she doesn't belong there.
I don't know. I think she stayed for.
Like, she knew
the, like,
someone.
We stayed a little bit for
she
the
she
other
right
game.
Out the apocalypse by watching the child's
she
baseball
was saying,
game.
I don't know if she was casting spells on us.
Put a curse on you.
I don't know, but it was like, there definitely was like, the seven layers of hell of the spawn of the. And I was like, what? What?
Oh my god, staff lady in the Urlacher jersey.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what the
you
Bears.
Got the Urlacher curse.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But yeah, and so, like I said, there was a game after ours, and we were like leaving. And then as I'm walking to my Jeep, she turns, sees me, and starts.
She's coming
she
at
starts
you?
Coming, like, what? Coming at me, but she's not fast. And I'm like, Rowan! I'm like, Rowan, come on!
Get
Rowan! Rowan!
what? And he's like, what? He's got his catcher's gear and like everything. He's like, dude, this is really heavy. I'm like, shut up. Here comes the witch. The Urmacher witch is upon us.
In her Chicago Bears jersey. Yeah.
And then she did. But the walking stick staff made it very, it was like.
No, it's like a horror movie.
Yeah, because we're on the cement.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need that big stick, but
she like got in your Jeep.
I got in my Jeep. I got the hell out of there,
Lise. She's still coming at
she
you.
She wasn't.
You
were... I didn't waste any time. I was like, all right, it's time to go.
It's so funny you had that encounter because I had a similar thing that's just reminded me over. It was like 2 days ago or something. I cleaned out my car because it was just. I mean, that was a bad scene.
Yeah.
It was real gross and the stuff. So I'm cleaning out my car. I pull up next to the dumpster in my apartment complex. And, like, this Asian lady emerges from the forest behind my house.
And yeah,
she's got, like, like kind of a like a shirt that she's cut up a little bit. And she's got, like, a crazy hat on. And she's got, like, bags like she just defeated a wizard herself. And she emerges from the mist of the forest, this lady. And I'm like, oh, I see her coming. And it was like a horror movie where you blink and she's closer, but you didn't see her walk any steps.
Right. Like,
I'd like do some stuff. I'd throw some stuff away and she'd be closer.
Hair out.
Exactly. So she comes up to me and she goes, and she looks at like what I'm doing. And I'm like, hello, traveler. I'm like, how are you? You know?
Yeah.
And she goes, Bato. And I'm like, a Bato to you. Bato to you, my fair traveling friend.
She's really calling you a butthole.
No, she goes, now, Bato. And I was like, whoa, Bato right back to you if you're going to be nasty about it. Bato to you.
Now, I need your Bato.
Yeah, that's what she wanted was my bottle. I'm like, oh bottles. You're traveling around searching for bottles. I see. You can see. And she looks at my car. She's like, nah. And then she like.
I think she dives in the dumpster.
Yeah, she's real grossed out by it.
Climbs into the garbage.
Yeah. Andy's car is so
were
putrid.
You offended?
I was a little offended. I was like, my Batos are just as good as your Bill Batos. Yeah. Like, why don't you?
They're all worth 10 cents.
But yeah. It was. At first, like, I was like, something magical is about to happen when she approached me. I'm like, she's going to take me on an adventure, this lady.
Oh, my God.
Something magical. Yeah. I know she wanted his bottle.
Yeah, she goes, Bato. And I'm like, oh, I don't know that language, but Bato to you.
I love that you think, like, just a hobo gear is like some form of wizard attack.
Well, that's what it looked like.
Garb.
Yeah, I know. It's like something that's like, oh, you're taking the ring to Mordor, are you?
Loose fitting cool. Robes that are all dirty.
Oh, yeah.
It was like she had two different shoes.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's a good thing that you didn't get into another like feud with her or something. Like you'd be like feuding because I think that you've been talking about that you've been feuding with people.
Yeah. So like, this happened. Like I was sitting with somebody and they told me and I never realized this about myself. They're like, she's like, you're always in a feud. And I was like, I'm always in a feud. I'm like, you're goddamn right. I am always in a feud.
You are because
the gym
feud.
Was the
I'm,
last
I'm in a feud,
feud
with Champions Dad. The dog that lives
oh,
next
yeah.
to me.
Oh, you like the dog. Yeah, you're friends
I
with
like
the dog.
I like the dog. I don't like the
neighbor.
People. I'm going to get Champion a gift for Christmas and leave it at the door and say, this is just for Champion.
Yeah.
Not you two. Because I like Champion. So I'm in a feud with them. And the feud with the gym. I'm always in these mundane feuds. And I got another one because I was like, okay, I'm going to get a cleaning service for my house. And the chick shows up or whatever, and she's at the wrong apartment. And then I'm like, okay, so I get her to my apartment. She drives in this purple car that looked like it was in the first couple of minutes of the Terminator movie.
Uh-huh.
Like this thing. And she gets out, and I'm like, cool. I'm like, I'm going to go take a nap because we had done the show or whatever, and this was Monday. And she's like, okay. And I'm like, let me know if you need anything or whatever. I was like, just do the like living room, the kitchen, and the bathroom or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I come out after my nap and it's like quiet and nothing's done. Like, I am expecting my apartment to be like super clean. And this chick, I swear to God, she did three things that were not, they weren't even remotely on my radar as far as what I thought.
What did she do?
So get this. This chick organized underneath my coffee table, which I don't even care about. That's not even a part of my apartment to me.
Underneath your coffee.
And she just stacked stuff. And then I had this one thing I needed, this one piece of mail that I needed. She threw that away. I can't find it. She threw the one thing I needed away. I can't find that. She didn't vacuum, but she the other thing she did was she took my trash out of the trash can and then put it in the middle of my living room.
You're lying.
I swear to God this happened. So I'm walking around and I'm scared. I'm like, who did I let in here?
Wait, what is this? He took a nap while she was cleaning.
Yeah, yes. He was out.
That's
I know.
Brave.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I kind of half slept, but she was so quiet. But then she dipped out without telling me. And then all she did were those three things.
That's why she's so quiet. She didn't do anything.
She threw away the most important thing I had.
Yeah.
She took the trash just out of the can and then put it in the living room. I'm like, that's not ideal. And then she organized underneath my coffee table, and I paid him $134.
Oh, my God.
So,
hold on. I got questions. Is this a service, then? Like, you went to...
Yeah, it's like a maid
was
service.
Was it out of any...
No, it wasn't like
was
a Craigslist.
Okay. Yeah,
it was like an actual thing. So. I looked up reviews, and everybody's like, they're just great, and your house is so nice, and your life is better.
So, like, which is what you wanted.
Yeah, which is what I wanted. But this chick was like, yeah, MD, hello. I'm like, hey, I'll be in here. Please do the stuff I asked.
For that amount of money, nothing's going to get done. Just get the topless service.
You know what else she did?
Exactly.
She took my booze.
Boobs.
Yeah. She took my booze that was on the kitchen table and put it on the kitchen counter. And I'm like, why did you just move things and do... So I get up and I'm like, what the hell happened here? I'm like,
not much.
Now I got another feud. I got to get into.
Got over with the gym.
I'm like, yeah, I just won the battle of the gym, the dumb gym.
Then this.
I'm like, geez, daddy's got to go to war again. So I get to people on the phone, and she goes, yeah, they said that there was a lot of clutter. And I'm like, clutter? I'm like, do you mean my appliances on the kitchen counter? Because I had read it up for it to be, like, easy for her.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And they say, she's like, yeah, she said she just got overwhelmed by it. I'm like, my apartment overwhelmed your cleaning lady during the cleaning?
To make it sound like a hoarder house.
Right. It wasn't, though. That's the thing.
It sounds like you got stacks of newspapers and milk cartons.
But it wasn't.
No.
Like, that's the thing that was crazy about it. It was not. And she was like, so this clutter, just so I get it right when you guys come back. To do this thing, I'm like, is it like my appliances? Do I need to like move them since they're doing surface areas and stuff? And they're like, no, they're like, that's unusual. And I'm like, well, I have like toiletries in my bathroom. I'm like, do I need to put all those in a basket or something?
Right.
Is that the clutter that overwhelmed this mentally ill individual that I just let into my house? And
while you slept?
While I slept. I mean, who knows?
No,
what? Yeah.
Right.
Like, if
you're
really,
lucky. You're
oh my
lucky.
God, Andy.
It was
you're
crazy.
Lucky. How can you be overwhelmed by cleaning when you're
a
that's
cleaning
your job?
Lady, yeah.
Like, well, your job is to clean. You shouldn't be overwhelmed.
I was like,
it.
Am I supposed to vacuum and all this? She's like, no. And then she's like, I just don't think this girl did a good job. I'm like, yeah, you know, me too.
Funny, that's why I'm calling.
Yeah. That's, I agree with you there. I think we're in agreeance.
You know,
so they're coming back Monday with a new girl.
See how that goes.
You know, I think when it comes to that stuff, because you have to understand, like when I was growing up, my mom was like a girl from Mad Men, right? Like that's my mom's whole life. Like she was when. A lot of people were still trying to like, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. My mom was like, no, I want a career and I want all this stuff. So by the time she, you know, I was like older and we were like messing the place up all the time. She was like, you know what? I don't want to have to dust things. I'm going to have people come in. But my mom would have people come in and like dust and do whatever. She would clean the house first.
Yeah. It's
like pre-clean?
Pre-clean.
Like washing your dishes before you put in the dishwasher?
And this is probably the deal, because I know myself, like if I was on my own and I had like a service, they're doing everything.
Yeah.
Like I'm not doing anything beforehand.
Yeah. That's how I am. It's like doing a bunch of stuff to your hair before going and getting it cut or something.
Yeah, right. Or like trying to cut
it
yourself halfway.
Same thing. Because I had a cleaning service for a while, and then I was doing everything, and I'm like, why do I have a cleaning service I'm doing it? So I don't have one.
But
now.
Here's the deal. So people like you, people like my mom who would clean first, these the cleaning ladies get used to it, and then they go to a guy's place.
Yeah, because it's just a dude place.
It's just a guy's place.
I have girls over there, you know, like I like want to make sure my place is like all right. So it wasn't like disgusting, but I wanted her to do like the scrubby stuff and like the things that just make me hate myself. So and then this, but I think you're right. I think she was been set up before by like lady places.
She wasn't ready to like have to really do the hard stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy, and I was just like, what? But just the fact that she slipped out,
because
I kind of stayed in my bedroom to give her privacy for like an extra hour. I thought she was there. So
oh,
I was like, she's really like, she must be out there just scrubbing.
She was gone.
Gone.
Hiding in your room.
I like went out, and I'm like, is she sneaky? Is she really quiet? Yeah. I'm like looking through my apartment for him. Like, hell no, that bitch is gone.
It'd be funny to find out the whole time she was there, she's just in your room watching you sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man.
Well,
sweet dreams, creepy. Mr.
That would have overwhelmed her.
Now you have a new
Yeah, but it's. Yeah. So now I'm in that little feud, but I think they're going to do right.
Hopefully. Hopefully you get a good one because it's hard.
I didn't understand. Yeah, they were like, she said that I didn't pay enough or something. I was just like, well, you guys charged me the price.
Yeah. It's funny because the one that my mom would get, every once in a while I would be home when it was going to happen. And, you'd close doors. If the door was closed, they knew they're not messing with that room, right? So there'd be some disaster rooms. You'd just close the door.
Yeah.
But when the door wasn't closed, my mom would have cleaned it all. And I was always like, why are they doing this? And I'm telling you, they would try to do it as fast as possible.
Oh, yeah, they want to get in and
like,
out.
It was like, I'd be like, they were here for 12 minutes, Mom.
Yeah.
They were here for 12 minutes.
Well, see, that's another thing, too. I think the fact that I was there, that she wasn't used to that and stuff, you know, because they can use. But I just was like, oh, my God. I mean, I literally, like, the biggest part of her job was how she took my weed grinder and my bowl and she put them in a nice little pile.
Oh, that was like, well, that was nice.
I was like, what is this? I was like, what is life? Why is it like this?
We do have a lot of feuds.
Feuding all the time, Lise.
I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What if it's an age thing? Because I'm always getting into feuds too. But my thing is, I don't think the people realize I'm in a feud with them.
No, that's
because it's always over like parking spots. Like growing up, if the neighbor parked in front of my house, who's
parked in front of the house?
Yeah,
it's my spot.
Yeah,
Roger next door.
I'm always riding.
Son of a bitch, Roger.
It's always Roger.
I'm just getting into it because you're right though. I don't think the other perspectives in my feuds exactly know they're in this big feud with me.
Right.
But I'm riding like William Wallace. I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick a fight.
I'm in a feud right now with a cannoli lady. There's a cannoli bakery by my house. I'm in a feud with her.
Yeah,
she always has something smart to say to me when I come in and buy her delicious cannolis.
Holy
what
cannoli.
What happened?
First time I went in there for a Mother's Day, I went going to bring my mom some delicious cannolis.
Yeah. You know,
happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah.
So
is she Italian?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Sicilian.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's still
okay.
Italian.
Yeah,
I know sometimes
that is,
Italian
but
times, it's,
like,
it's, yeah.
So I'm not Italian. I'm Sicilian.
Yeah. Watch what you say. That's all I will tell you.
Yeah. So I go in to buy these cannoli. And they're not open on Sunday, so I have to go in on Saturday afternoon, buy the cannoli, and I'm like, I just keep these in the fridge, and they'll be good to go. You're not going to eat them till tomorrow? Then you should have bought a kit. We have a kit you could have bought. And I'm like, well, I don't want to make the cannoli.
Why?
I just want to eat
kit?
The cannoli. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can buy like the empty shells and the fresh. And then she has like all these weird follow-up questions, like, do you want the pecans on them? I want the cannoli exactly how you would make them.
Yeah.
So we had that little spit spat. And I think she was upset because they had mismade some gluten-free ones for somebody that was in before me.
Oh, so it fired
her
up.
So they were really short on the cannoli flavor that I wanted.
Yeah.
So they were really short and people kept coming in ordering them. So she was like kind of pissy with them.
Right.
But I went back another time for Father's Day to get some more cannoli.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of different flavors. And I'm asking questions about some of these flavors. So on the board it says orange mocha. So I'm like, oh, you have like a chocolate orange flavored filling?
It's orange or it's mocha. Well, the sign says orange mocha.
Yeah, like
I thought. How am I supposed to know? Well, drop the attitude, cannoli lady. So I'm like,
it was
venting.
Either or instead of the mixture.
Yes.
I thought it would have been the mixture.
Me too, because to me, orange and chocolate don't go together. But Dave brings in some of these weird chocolates. There's a lot of orange flavored chocolates. I'm like, oh, maybe that is a big thing. So I'm like, it must be orange mocha. I'm not interested in it whatsoever. I was asking the question, and she looks at me like I'm the biggest dummy.
Right.
Like, I've never been to a bakery. I don't even know how to eat a cannoli. I'm just coming in here to try to spend my money and get some delicious cannoli to bring to my parents for a special day. And she's like, because I was like, so it's orange, like it's an orange flavored chocolate? She's like, well, I could do that for you, but it's orange or mocha. And so I'm venting to my girlfriend about it. And she's like, you're making this all up.
Yeah.
She's like, that is not exactly how it went down. And I'm like,
uh-oh.
I'm like, did you watch the whole thing transpire? Did you not see?
So she interpreted it differently.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know how you didn't know it was orange. Or mocha. I'm like, but on the board, it's written on the chalkboard. Traditional, toasted coconut, orange mocha. If it's a separate flavor, put on a separate line, lady. Okay?
Yeah.
Orange, below that, put mocha. Just like you have traditional, toasted coconut, orange, mocha. Then I won't ask the stupid question.
So do you think it's age, though, that has fired you guys up? Like you're in like some kind of fiery
mode? I think we're in like
mode?
Our feud age. You know?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. Mid-30s is like a feuding age. You're like, I know the rodeo here. Yeah, I'm tired of all the hoopla.
From what I hear, it gets worse as you get older.
Oh, man.
So by the time you're 50, you'll really be
because I can't
angry.
Stand a feud. I can't stand
you're not
it.
The feuding type.
Mm. No.
You avoid a feud.
Like, I just signed up for something, and I realized that they got my zip code wrong on some official thing.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I'm just dreading. I dread having to talk to someone.
I hate it, too. And like that, I don't know why I'm in all these feuds. Like it doesn't. I don't go out looking for them, man.
Right.
You know, like with the gym. Like that was my bad. But I gave them $75 free.
Yeah.
I thought that's enough in America to just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I said I gave you your $75 free. I said stop calling me Muscles McDouche.
Yeah.
I said I don't want to hear from you anymore. You know. And then they send me something saying they're accruing money. So then I gotta go down there.
Yeah.
I know.
I gotta ride. I've gotta ride the steed
you
down.
Must ride.
Yeah. It's time to ride.
When you start encountering people, you just get into like weird feuds.
Dude. Then I think we feel like we've been served some sort of injustice.
That's it. I fight for justice. A lot.
Yeah, like my own personal justice. Yeah. I don't care. I came to the cannoli place and I ordered properly.
Yeah.
So you're serving me an injustice with your attitude.
Yeah.
Well, like cannoli lady.
I was looking at a news story today, and there's like a chick that was in Missouri who was. Like she was at the DMV.
Oh, the DMV lady.
And this chick just lost her mind.
It
was a big line. And so how does she handle it? She goes outside and she gets a gun and she starts shooting into the air.
That'll get people's attention.
Shoot. I think she was hoping people would leave.
Oh my God.
Active shooter, run, everybody!
Yeah, like it would cut down
like a crowd
on
dispersal.
The line, but what she didn't realize, the cops were going to show up in 2 seconds. They tackled her, they arrested her, handcuffed her, coupled to the head, and then she was dragged away.
The problem with that plan is everybody at the DMV has already waited so long. Like, not even an armed person's going to get me to leave my spot in line.
I thought the same thing.
I'm
like,
not moving.
Shots are being fired.
You're
I'm like, I don't
the
care.
Shots.
My number's close.
Yeah, no, you're watching your number, dude. I'd be.
That number
you
thing.
Could tear gas me and I'd stay in there.
It took me 5 hours last time I had to go.
Stop.
5 hours. Well, two of those hours were waited in line virtually.
Oh, yeah.
Then
once the time
ticker that they would text you started going up and up and up, I was like, I got to get in here.
Yeah,
I got
to
do another feud.
Dude,
feud with the DMV.
Well, that's I'm in a feud with them constantly, too.
The DMV.
Like, I'm always, like, when I go to do licensee stuff and things. Mm.
Some of those places are set up for you to be in a feud, though.
They want you to be mad.
Well,
they're
mad.
They're mad and they want everybody mad.
You know, they're mad.
But they did the thing where they text you how long your line is or whatever. So I'm like, it says you have 2 days before you talk to anybody or whatever. So I'm like, sweet, I got 2 days. I'm like, I guess I'll
trust that.
I'll go get some lunch.
Yeah, I don't.
I literally am a block away. Just drove. I'm like, I got 2 days. I'm good. As soon as I get to the stoplight,
you're next.
It's like, well, your number's coming up in line. You better be here in about 10 minutes.
You're like,
and I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like hitting back. Old ladies on the road. I'm like hit a dog. All these things. Yep.
Terrible like, things.
Tear into the DMV.
Like, I'm sorry, sir. We just...
They're like, you've got to re-queue.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God.
And did you hear about the lady, the Asian lady in Florida that peed in the ice cream? That's a feud. Like,
yeah. It is a feud. Yeah.
Because it's a competitor, right?
The next Wait door a second. Competition.
Yeah. She's like the 66-year-old store owner, and she just went to her competitor and went and peed,
like she peed in the machine that makes the ice cream.
Stop it.
And I think she was putting boogers and stuff,
boogers,
too.
Yeah, she's picking
her
nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is why?
This is the lady right here. Can you see her?
Oh, hell no.
That's the lady, Jung Soon.
Jung Soon Whipcha, gonna piss in your ice cream.
And pick her nose, put it in there.
What was she? In the ice cream was her boogers and her pee?
Yeah.
And the other
in the machine,
ice cream
in their
machine.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They caught her, I think, on video, so she was arrested.
Oh, my God.
I love Lulu's ice cream.
Why is ice cream like taking a hit lately?
It has been licking it, peeing on it, wiping boogers on it.
Oh man, I'm afraid.
Just leave ice cream out of it, guys.
That's a huge feud. Like you're like just a competitor, and that's
well,
how
why
you
do I
handle
have to eat
it.
Your pee and boogers because you're mad at somebody else.
Right.
I know.
That's
wow. My standard going for a scoop.
But the thing is, what they're. They're I guess she must have an ice cream machine.
Yeah, she owns some kind of market. Indian Shores Food Mart is where
Indian Shores.
She runs that. But there's this place called Lulu's Ice Cream Shop that she does not like.
So there's more people probably going to the ice cream shop and coming into her market.
Oh, those people are at a Ruru.
I'm going to put Ruru out of business.
I hate a Ruru. I got a hatchet pran. Take a pee into the ice cream.
Ruru, going to cross me, huh?
Booger time.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I can't
so.
Find the video on it.
Right, though. Ice cream's not safe these
days.
No,
it's not.
It's a terrible time to be alive outside of the technology.
It really is.
Like, it's a bad...
It really, really
it's
is.
It's a bad scene, man. The Earth.
I know. Well, because of what social media has done to all of us.
We're just terrible.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's real bad.
Well, at first, when Lisa said that someone peed in it, I was like, they're not taking this lick thing to the next level. So I am kind of glad to hear it was over some form of feud that they were going to, you know, she's trying to destroy a competitor of hers or whatever. But
she's not even telling, like, she's not hurting Lulu's ice cream as much as she's hurting whoever got the booger stuff.
Right, exactly.
Mm. We actually have a caller from Boston who's also dealing with feud stuff. He's about the same age as me and Andy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chris from Boston, what's going on? You're feuding too?
You're feuding, bud?
Yeah, you know, I know people in Boston have a little bit of a reputation as being, you know, argumentative, perhaps.
A little bit.
It's really not that at all. When you get into your 30s, you have just enough life experience to have some level of expectations as, you know, what to expect of people. But my wife is always giving me heck because, you know, I'll have a roof contractor come in or I'll have an electrician work on our house and it always ends up in a fight. And my wife's always like, why does everything have to turn into a fight? Why does everything have to turn into an argument? And it's really not a fight or an argument. It's really about holding people to expectations or to a standard.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
And it's about 30 years old. You know, you've had just enough experience where you have an expectation you can hold them to. And it's like, I always feel like I'm in the, I don't know if you guys have seen Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
It's
one of my favorites.
It's our favorite.
I swear to God, it's like my life is a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Every time I come into an interaction with one of these people, it's like, you've got to be kidding me. It's just, when I heard about the feuds, I can completely and totally relate because no one cares anymore about the quality of work or anything they do.
They don't care.
No.
You're so right.
No, I get it.
No, I'm right with this guy, and I just realized, so I'm about to be in a feud.
You are.
I'm about to be in a feud.
You're
like
pre-feuding?
There's a pre-feud that's kind of starting to build bubble for me. Because
I can't imagine you in a feud.
Well, I won't be the one in the feud. Oh. Let's just clear that up. I've got a feud warrior. I can just be like, I'll just point out a little thing. Like, you haven't noticed these couple
you
things,
send her
Savvy.
In, yeah.
And then it's like Hamish goes in and chops the king's head
that's
off.
That's good. That's good.
It's the one upside.
Yeah.
Man, I'm the one-man feud foot warrior myself. So.
Right. So, like, what I've realized is that I have a play. I'm not going to say what happened, but there's people that come over, they do something, you know, mm-hmm. for yeah. me. They're paid
yeah.
to do it. And what I've realized is I don't think they're doing anything, really.
Oh, no.
And they're charging me, just like, extras.
Pretending, they're pretending.
They are saying that they're doing certain things. And there's been a couple, like, I've set them up without them really, like, realizing it. Some oh. stuff that you can be like, well, if this is still here,
you didn't
do if this is still here, then they definitely didn't do what I said.
Right.
And so I've realized, I think, like, you know, they know what I do. And so I think that they are just, like, real comfortable with, oh, it's...
He can, really?
He's not gonna care.
He's not gonna notice
if we charge him $70.
Aww.
I'm like, but guess what? I do care a lot.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, because I set you up.
Right. You're pre-feuding, but you have a warrior you can send out.
Well, and it's gonna get real dark for them.
Uh-oh.
It's gonna get real dark.
Because
well, yeah, I mean, it's clearly like they're not, I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to have them come
no,
do the
no.
thing anymore. I mean, that's obvious, but yeah, it's one of those weird things, the way people are now.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be, okay, I'm going to provide a service for you. And that's what the Boston guy's talking about. They provide a service. It's a level of expectation and they're not trying to rip you off. And I think now there's a lot of, how little can I do
for the most
the most amount of money, which is the wrong way. I mean, and you just lose business.
Yeah, I'm not a feuder at all. Like, I'm not. I won't get into a fight.
No,
but Lenny does. He gets into fights with people all the time.
He's the fighter.
I mean, not really. I mean, they have to push him, but then
he'll stand up for injustice.
Yeah,
though.
Like, he just did.
It's good for Lenny.
Yes, he's like, I'll call.
That's my thing. I have good intentions going into all these things.
I'm with you.
I'm like, you know, like, I was like, I'll pay you to clean my house. I hate doing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's work something out. You're a cleaning company.
Yeah.
I'm a stupid, lazy, fat bastard.
Yeah.
I was like, let's work something out. Yeah, let's do this. Let's really do it. Let's team up. And then they betray you. Like, I look at it.
It's
such an act of betrayal. Like, I drop my sword and I'm like, how could you betray me?
Sad, like violin music starts playing.
Yeah, I'm like, no, like, I'm like, betrayal. And it is, you just kind of like, I think in your 30s is where you start realizing too, like, okay, I've been through some stuff. I know how rough things can get. I know what the end games are in most of these scenarios.
I think the thing for me that there is a very, very angry man that lives inside of me.
Oh, let's talk about a neighbor.
No. Like, that's
like if
that
it comes
is
out,
inside
like the rage,
of me.
The,
there is a very there's a very bad person that lives inside of me.
Do you think he'll ever come out?
Well, he came out that one time you guys wanted me to be in a shirtless pic on the countertop of the old radio station for a billboard.
I didn't
or whatever.
Want you to.
Well, you were fine.
Okay,
I voted for that.
I did not want you to.
Yeah, you were fine.
It was not me.
He said you were
I'm
fine.
Just saying.
Yeah.
So they got like a small taste.
Yeah.
Of like, and that wasn't even bad. And I think that's why I don't want a feud, because I never know what it's going to be.
Where it'll end.
That's going to trigger that guy who's inside of me. It's like when I look at all of my relatives, every one of the guys has it. We all have it. It's an Urquhart thing.
But they don't bury it. They let it.
Some
they
of them.
It out,
some
right?
of them. It's
they embrace
out.
The beast.
Some of them. It's always there.
And you just bury
and
it.
I'm like,
I can't believe that.
Stay down there until you need it.
Oh my gosh, the day that you're needed.
No, and that's the thing, and I don't, so I never know what it's going to be, because I'm, you know, generally, like, the angry warrior goes in and, like, it handles stuff, but every once in a while, I'll be close enough, and then it's getting out of control, and then finally I have to be like, God damn it! This is the problem!
Look who you let out.
And I'm like, oh God, no. So I don't know. Like, I have a real fear of, like, where it's gonna...
See, that's... Mine is, I'm more like a little teapot. and I'm just like sitting on a medium heat stove mostly. And then every once in a while, somebody bumps it up to medium high, and I start whistling.
And then it gets poured out.
Yep, yeah. And then it's like, look out. You're getting whistled at.
Yeah, no, I know it.
We got a few callers on the line that have dealt with some stuff with their feuding. Yeah. You want to talk to someone?
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
All right. What y'all feuding for?
We got Chuck from Boston here. He's got an issue with a coffee shop.
Yeah, they got something to say.
They got some feuds. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, how's she going, eh? All right. First of all, I think as you get older, your patience just, gets worse, that I've learned.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do love the teapot analogy. That is spot on.
Yeah, but, that's how I live my life, just like a little teapot.
So I visited my local, popular coffee shop that we have in New England, and they have a frosty beverage that they have on sale, till 5 o'clock for $2. So I got there with my kids, and I got them all the frosty beverage for $2. It was like 4:45. By the time she got done making the frosty beverage, it was 6:05, which she rang it up and tried to charge me for the full amount of the price because it was after the time that it changes. And I was like, are you kidding me?
She waited. She stalled?
She stalled.
She stalled. Mm-mm. And I'm like, that's not right. I'm not paying it.
She's like, this guy's trying to get
I ended up leaving there with 5 frosty beverages on the counter that she, I don't know what she did with them, but I refused to pay the extra, I think it was like 97 cents.
I don't blame you, it's the principle of it. You can't pay it. That's not right. She shouldn't have charged you that.
Well, in most places, they're like, I don't,
whatever.
Who cares?
No, they're just trying to get through the work shift.
Yeah.
I run into a lot more places that are the opposite of that, where like something's screwy, like they're like, try my credit card or something, and then they're like, it's like they didn't put paper in the printer or something. They're like, there's no paper in the printer. Everything's free. Just get out of here.
I'm like, awesome.
I'm like, thank you. You're going to the right place.
Yeah, I know. Turns out there's no paper in the printer. We'd have to do some stuff.
Yeah, they're like, that's going to be a whole trip to the back. Just take the burrito.
Wow.
Take my burrito.
That's a bonus.
I'm like, are you? In those situations, I'm the exact, as much as I fight for injustice, in those situations, I praise and I'm hopeful of humanity. Free burrito for me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what a glimpse into happiness and delight.
Right, that's what keeps you going.
Yeah, it's like those little glimmers of hope.
Because you're like, man, what a time. We live in the worst time to be alive other than air conditioning.
Yeah, and free burritos.
And technology. But then every once in a while you get a free burrito and life is good.
I do. I like cry.
That's nice.
I go sit around daisies.
That's what keeps you going.
Yeah.
I
go sit.
That's what keeps him alive.
I do. Yeah. I sit in the parks around daisies and I'm just like,
it's beautiful. Whoa. The world is beautiful.
That lady gave me a free burrito.
Like, one burrito could change the world.
Except for the days where your burrito is so heavy and it breaks.
Oh, then it breaks through the bag. And I'm like, no, there's no point. Asteroid, please. Well, take us out.
That's
please.
Never a free one.
No, right?
It's never a free one that falls through the bag.
Right.
It's one you paid $8 for.
Actually, somebody texted and we totally missed it. There is a man inside Chuck. Chuck said,
there's
a man inside him.
Yeah. Many times. Yes. Many times.
Of course. Also, apparently, it seems like a lot of these feudings take place in coffee shops. We
is
have another caller, Jason from Boston,
who had an issue in Boston coffee shops. What's
going on, hey, Jason?
Guys.
What's up?
So a similar, not a similar story, similar setup to the last guy, but basically, I'm going to a coffee shop because it's early in the morning, like 5:50 a.m. There's one other guy in the store. I'm waiting to go to the bathroom real quick, and the first thing the lady says is, you need to be closer to the door if I'm going to buzz you in. So I'm like, all right, this is kind of a good start. So I get in line, and she goes with the one guy in the store at 5 a.m, you lined up on the wrong side.
Oh.
So I'm just like, why does it matter where I line up right now? There's two people in the store, and it's before 6 o'clock. And so we just go back and forth for a little while, and I kind of say, like, you don't know how to talk to people, basically. And as I'm walking out, she goes, I say, like, one more thing about should I call your manager or something. And she goes, well, I'm going to call the cops on you for verbal abuse.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. No.
What?
Yeah, that's not really a thing, but...
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Dude.
So I kind of just left it at that, but it was just interesting to see if I'm ever going to go back to this same spot because I'm worried she's going to do that similar thing that the Asian lady did to my coffee.
Well, yeah, you don't want
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't go back there. No. You have to find a different coffee shop.
And that's the other thing about a feud. It's have a feud, you got to pick, you got to choose your feuds because you might feud at a place you love.
Yeah, you have to think about that feud
before. You
got to
think about that. You know, like,
there's like three Taco Bells I can't go to because I'm feuding with them for that's in my order, yes.
Are they near your house? Is it inconvenient? Do you have to drive extra far to go to a...
Two of them are really close. One's farther away. It's not a big deal. It's closer to my parents' house.
Oh, okay.
For instance.
My main one of choice is still there. I'm the most polite person you'll ever meet
right.
or see when I go to that establishment because I don't want to mess anything up for me there. But the other two, like my two backups, are done. The dunzo. Gone.
Really? Like,
can't
that's it?
Yeah.
When you throw a stink and...
Yeah, I know it.
That's the thing. You do, you know, like, I got this free membership to that gym.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah, lifetime.
But I went in there and I burnt some bridges, man. I burned a lot of bridges. I was torching bridges left and right.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Tweedledoosh and Tweedledoosh at the juice machine. You
can't even
Tweedledoosh and Tweedledoosh when I walk in there to the juice bar. They're like,
they
how's it going,
you.
Man? It's a pretty great day. No, I'm like, not good, fella. I hate you and I hate him. I hate this place and I hate everything here. And there's a guy named Jake I need to talk to, and I got a whole cup of hate, fresh, piping hot hate for him. So it was like real awkward, and people are coming, and these guys are just like, what is this guy? And I'm like, yeah, he created an errand for me.
Yeah.
You will rue the day you created an errand for green beans.
So you'll never see them again.
No. Not if there is any sort of thing looking out for us.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, so for me, this is probably a couple years ago, but I've got like my place I go to for the DQ.
Yeah.
I got my place.
Yeah.
And, I went through there one day, got the huge. I always get the same thing.
So they probably know, order. So
they know.
You're a regular.
They know. So, but every once in a while, if you like have gone to Dairy Queen enough, you know that they get new employees.
Yeah.
From time to time. Like, you know, it's kids.
Especially summertime. Yeah, yeah. Kids are out of school. They need a job.
And I don't know what's going on in there. And like, I don't know. And I think what I get, I don't know if like a lot of people don't get that. If it's just me. And one time I got it, and when they mixed it up, and when I took my first bite, it tasted like someone ashed in it.
Come on. Like a cigarette?
Yeah. And I think that if you let a certain brand of chocolate sit, like if it's old, it develops a taste that's eerily similar to what I would imagine, like ashes.
So you don't think anyone was back there smoking?
I honestly don't. And I was so sad because I was like,
I can see the sadness in his eyes.
Yeah,
he was looking at his eyes. Like,
I was so sad because I was like, no, and I was like, you know, I'm weird, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I will taste things that don't exist.
Yeah.
You know, like, because I'm like, oh, it can't be good. I got some food stuff. And I'm like, I try it again. I'm like, no, like, something is clearly wrong. There's something wrong. But I was like, I could go back, but that's my place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to.
So you just kept your mouth shut.
I just took it and threw it away, which is one of the saddest things I've ever had to do. It's like dropping a baby off at a fire department.
By the porch of the fire station.
That's how it felt to me. That's exactly how it felt
to me.
Hilarious. And I couldn't say anything to them about it because I'm like, I'm coming back. And then it never has happened again.
Well, that's good.
But the one time that it tasted like ashes was weird to me.
That's so sad. I had something where I had ordered an ice cream treat.
Uh-huh.
And I got it home, and somebody had put a particular kind of burger sauce in it.
Oh.
Some burger sauce got in it, dude.
This happened three months ago.
I'm just okay to talk about it now. Like, this happened 3 months ago, and I'm just okay to, like, I've gotten through a lot of the because that's a trust. That's a trust that was broken. I wanted to taste sweet, and I tasted a burger sauce.
Like
a classic Thousand Island burger sauce.
No.
That's your least favorite type of...
I was like, I can't wait for this delicious treat. Nom, nom, nom. What?
No.
No!
No.
Dude, devastated me. Like I said, I just now am like...
Got cross-contaminated.
That's horrible, Andy. Oh my
worst
God.
Thing you could have. And I threw it away. Like,
isn't that the saddest thing?
I was like, you're dead to me.
Because
you're dead to me.
In my head, I was like... Did you scoop around it? How did you get through this?
Okay,
did you
ice cream surgery?
Yeah, like you just.
I would have carved. It was the first bite that it happened, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The first bite, and nothing overwhelms ice cream like a burger sauce.
So was it mixed all in?
It was like, it was in it. Yeah, like it was like at the top in the corner, and I didn't see it. And then I was like, I know that flavor. I know that flavor well. That means somebody didn't look at what they were doing. Their hands were everywhere in my ice cream. And there's a sauce in it.
Oh, my God.
Their penis was probably in it. Penis was probably right in this ice cream treat.
Oh. It's funny. That's where your brain goes, too. You're like, oh. Burger sauce? It was probably a penis, too.
Well, you don't know
about what carelessness led to them. Because that sauce should be nowhere around where this thing is.
No, and it's not even the same people that are, like, constructing the burger.
No.
And should be making the...
There were questions I didn't want to ask.
No.
Sometimes, like, some mysteries are just like, you're just like, nah, I don't even...
No.
I don't even
want to
know.
Would have, see, and this is what would have happened. You would have feuded. Mm. You would have went back in, and you would have said, look it, there's... And they wouldn't have believed you.
No, I know.
That's so far-fetched.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That they would have thought you did it yourself, almost.
Well, feuding with them would have been like taking on Sauron himself.
They know they got me. They can't be defeated.
They know they got me. They got the ring.
They can't be defeated. We all know that.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.